the when you cut the side of the hog off, what did you call that whole, just the side meat?
Half a hog.
And did you salt that, you say?
Yeah, you salt it down. If it's freezing cold, or too cold, you can lose meat, you know, by salting it down when it's too freeze. The salt won't go in. And when we got them killed, if it's too cold, we salt it while it's hot. But if it's just ordinary weather, we'd lay it out piece by piece and cover it with a sprinkle of salt completely over it.
I understand that. I never heard of it, but now that you mention it, I see why you couldn't salt during real cold weather.
Right over there, the first house on the same side, Mr. on over there, they killed 3 years. When we had that awful cold spell 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they salted it down, and you know, he told me the other day it was a little bit soft around the bone. It froze before the salt got bumped through it.
I see. When you have, you say you didn't have bacon, but if you have, say, the some of the side meat with a little bit of lean in it, what would you call that?
I just call it side meat.
It's all side meat.
Call it middling, actually, that's what we call it, middling meat.
The outside skin, what would you call that you'd have to trim off?
Well, it's just the skin, so maybe they always cut that off, and then the dog got that, you know. As they cooked it, they just leave it on there till they cured the meat out, and then cut it off, you know, just cut the meat down to it, and then cut between the skin and the way we done now, you know. No two people do just alike, hardly exactly, you know.
What would you, in the old days, what would you call a man who did nothing but kill hogs and sell the meat?
Well, he's a butcher.
And was there a butcher around, say, in Holly Springs?
I don't know in Holly Springs, but we had people that would buy them and butcher them, you know, and peddle them out, you know, and the like of that, especially beef. Not so much on hog, because everybody might have raised their own hogs.
How long ago was that, that there were butchers? From the time you were a child?
I was grown. Right? Is that right? 35, 40 years ago, we had plenty of people over there. Got Mr. Clark over there. Had a son then, butchered all the time, traveled all over this country. He'd kill them for other folks, but he mostly bought them and killed them and peddled them out, you know.
I see. Is that the son who's in Florida now? Is that the son who's in Florida?
Wait a minute. No, he's in New Orleans. The butcher boy was. The other one wasn't no butcher.
I see.
Lester, he is just a farmer. He could butcher, but he didn't make a practice of it. But Herbert was the one in New Orleans. He's got a meat market down there.
I see. I also wanted to ask you, did you ever make any anything from the blood of the hog? Did you ever use the blood?
No, sir. We bled them right out on the ground.
Did you ever hear of blood sausage or anything like that? Did you ever hear of blood sausage or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
And how about, what would you do with the liver? Would you ever make...
Slice it up, fry it.
And would you use a sausage, would you make a sausage out of that or not?
No, just slice it up and fry it. I got some in there now, man, brought in, my grandson brought it in from Ripley. Up there, man, it's in little packages, you know. I haven't cooked none yet.